Know the Culture, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Fundraising efforts for the Drug Users Liberation Front, a group based out of Vancouver, have reached Montreal. The Drug Users Liberation Front, or DULF, is a drug harm reduction group that runs out of Vancouver's downtown east side. Two of DULF's founders are raising funds for legal fees in their constitutional challenge of Canada's Controlled Drugs and Substances Act to supply clean and tested heroin, cocaine, and amphetamines to users in the downtown east side who are otherwise exposed to toxic drugs. At the time of this report, organizers have raised roughly $60,000 out of DULF's $150,000 goal. This fundraising effort has now gone coast to coast. Here in Montreal, organizers have created a DULF solidarity group to help raise funds through various events. Earlier this month, multiple Montreal-based filmmakers contributed over an hour of experimental and humorous films to DULF's live-streamed telethon event. CJLO spoke with a local organizer about why people in Montreal and other cities are getting involved helping out DULF.
It's not just about fundraising money, although this is like of utmost importance, that it's also about kind of disseminating information and spreading awareness of what's going on to build this network, because it is a national and beyond national issue that I think a lot of people see in their own communities, not just within Vancouver.
For local organizers, DULF is not just about Vancouver's downtown east side, but about challenging drug prohibition in Canada and destigmatizing safe consumption.
I do think that DULF understands that what they've done is kind of like quote-unquote site-specific, like it's based on what is going on in the downtown east side, because it is definitely unlike anywhere else in Canada right now. But at the same time, I think they really uphold values of what people know as like harm reduction, which basically is just like ensuring that people have the right to live as they want and make decisions about themselves and their health, their own addiction, etc., based on what they want, and to ensure that like there's like advocacy against legal persecution of these people and the decisions that they make for themselves.
Other harm reduction groups exist here in Montreal, including Cactus and Nocturne. Overdose deaths are on the rise in Montreal and across Quebec. A recent report shows that in 2024, Quebec had its highest single-year total of drug overdose deaths ever, 645 overdoses. That's 53 people dying per month. Here in Montreal, Quebec Health Emergency Services reported that they have been treating three times the number of overdoses compared to 2023. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Yeah. Welcome to Eastern Promises, the latest and greatest music coming from Atlantic Canada here on CJLO 1690 on the AM dial in Montreal and at CJLO.com. I'm your host, Donald Roberge, on this delightfully bewitching Thanksgiving weekend where the fall colors have been peaking here in southern Quebec. And with a 15-degree difference here from noon to night, it's wild. Fantastic weather, though, to be out and about if you're lucky enough. Off the top, you heard a track some of you might have recognized, actually. It's called A Nervous Kind of Year. That's from legendary Prince Edward Island band Strawberry off their one and only full-length record from 1998 called Broke Heart Audio. And that album was actually shortlisted this year for the 2025 Slate Family Polaris Heritage Prize, which is basically the Hall of Fame version of the Polaris Prize. It celebrates older Canadian albums that came out before the Polaris was created about 20 years ago. Now, just to clarify, the Polaris Prize itself is a pretty big deal. It's given out every year to a Canadian album of high artistic merit, no matter the genre, label, or how many copies it's sold. The winners are chosen by a jury of music journalists, broadcasters, bloggers from all over the country, including a few here at CJLO. So while Broke Heart Audio didn't end up taking the prize, that honor went to Ontario singer-songwriter Jane Siberry for her 1985 classic The Speckless Sky, as well as to BC punk band The Organ for their 2004 album Grab That Gun. I felt it was warranted that Strawberry's Broke Heart Audio was part of that conversation. It's an important record in PEI's history, taking their fledgling indie scene to another level entirely, so I'm happy it was acknowledged by the jury. And by the way, you can check out the full list of nominees if you're interested at polarisprize.ca. So we've got some incredible sounds coming from Atlantic Canada this hour, including music by Halifax band Good Dear Good, electronic artist Rich Aucoin, and a new track by Labrador's Silver Wolf Band. But let's kick things off with new music by a band no doubt inspired by Strawberry. Here's PEI's Daisy with Filet of Fish.
Breathing. She's a pescatarian and she's breathing. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
You're horrid. you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Bleh. Welcome back to Eastern Promises, where we're playing the music of Atlantic Canada here at CJLO 1690 AM on the Montreal radio dial and at CJLO.com. I'm Donald Roberge, and before the break, you heard the song Play Dumb, new music by St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador's Liz Fagan Band. It's from their newly released debut album called the LFB LP. It's got a really 90s alternative style fuzz on it that we all know and love, and to celebrate its release, the band has been touring in Eastern Canada and will be making a stop at Montreal's Casa del Popolo on October 23rd, along with Montreal lo-fi act Beaver Shepherd and Danny Pretzel and the Salt of the Earth. Tickets for that can be found at casadelpopolo.com. And before the Liz Fagan Band, I played more new music, a track called Filet-O-Fish by Charlottetown PEI's Daisy. That's from their new EP titled This Is All I Am, I Guess. Known as PEI's premier lesbian post-emo band, Daisy's put out a powerful and emotional product packed with strong melodies and some clean punk hooks. If you happen to be in PEI on October 16th, they'll be playing at Baba's Lounge in Charlottetown, along with power duo Sugma and ferocious BC band Mean Bikini. Music New Brunswick Week is rapidly approaching. That's the province's annual music conference, with their awards banquet set to take place on October 23rd. Up for recording of the year is this band. Here's Fredericton's Chill Teens with Irvine.
I can't see through, can't bear. je te ferai jamais de malheur. Si un jour tu pleures, je t'achèterai des fleurs. J'ai mes pour et mes comptes, je te laisserai faire le décompte. Si tu décides de rester, ma belle, on n'est pas couché. Qui débarque chez toi, ta maman est pas contente. Si ton papa est pas là, tu peux dire bye à ta fille. Je vais la ramener en retard. Tu regardes dehors par la vitre, elle te fait des papayes dans le champ.
That was D'amener tes parents by Bathurst, New Brunswick singer-songwriter Sam Mallet from his 2023 record Tu me dirais quoi? He's up for a Music NB Award for Breakthrough Artist of the Year. And before that, I played the song Irvine by popular Fredericton rock fusion act Chill Teens. That was from their 2024 record called In Another Dream. Chill Teens are up for Recording of the Year. The Music NB Awards are New Brunswick's annual music industry gala that celebrate the accomplishments of local artists and music industry professionals, and they'll be held in Moncton this year on October 23rd. I'm always happy to hear of new music coming out of Labrador. Happy Valley Goose Bay's Silver Wolf Band just released a new EP, and here's a track off it. This is All I Love Has Gone Away.
I watch the sun set in the morning. I watched the flowers die in May. Unnatural and without warning. All I love has gone away. And I wear my sorrow. Against the softening light of day, but still the winter wind comes whispering, all I love has gone away. All I love has gone. Across the floor, unwavering but still uncertain, all I love walked out the door. I wish my memory would forget me. But it knows every hiding place. So now I cling to cliffs of misery. All I love has gone away. All I love has gone away. All my colors turn to gray. Play me a song without hope, and I'm not at the end of my rope yet. This is the darkest day. The darkest day. We'll be right back.
That was Pentaphonic, a brand new single by Halifax electronic artist Rich Aucoin from his upcoming record called Synthetic Season 4 that's set to be released on October 30th. This will be the final release of his ambitious four-album Synthetic series, a project that he initiated during the pandemic and that centers around some of the most historic and unique synthesizers in the world. There's much to celebrate there. And before that, I played All I Love Has Gone Away by Happy Valley Goose Bay Labrador's award-winning Silver Wolf Band. That's from their newly released EP called Make Your Heart Home. The Silver Wolf Band are a beloved, award-winning Indigenous quartet whose music expresses sincere, community-driven themes, and you can find Make Your Heart Home on major streaming platforms. You're listening to Eastern Promises here on CJLO 1690 AM radio in Montreal and at CJLO.com, where we play the music of Atlantic Canada. I'm Donald Roberge. Here's another Indigenous act making inroads in the Canadian musical landscape. This is the Hello Crows with new music. Here's Let's Go Home.
S'avancer quand la game est tout rigué, mal à l'esprit et puis mal à la tête. Oui, quand la vie est compliquée, on devra point abandonner, mais ça donne envie de ne disparaître.
M'en irai.
Oh,
m'en vaut.
Où
catch a tiger by the toe. I just need a little chance, just a little chance to grow. I'll be a better man.
Ejma Fu, the opening track to Clare, Nova Scotia artist Psy Béliveau's self-titled 2024 record. He'll be bringing his Acadian and country-inspired songs later this month at the 5th annual Salon Acoustique. That's a series of concerts held at La Chapelle at 3700 St. Dominic here in Montreal, and that presents musical artists in an unplugged format. Psy Béliveau is set to perform on October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, so this is an opportunity to see him perform in an intimate setting. You can find tickets at lachapelle.org. And before that, you heard a song called Let Him Go Home, new music by Wabanaki collective The Hello Crows. That's from their self-titled debut record, which was released appropriately on September 30th, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, on which there are some powerful, reflective pieces. And it's notable in that it's the first to be put out by Tristan Grant, aka hip-hop artist Wolf Castle's new label called Castle Records, Atlantic Canada's only Indigenous-focused label. So while The Hello Crows are currently on the road promoting the release, the closest stop they'll be making to Montreal is at Ottawa's Folk Music Ontario conference happening on October 16th and 17th. You can get details about that if you're interested at folkcanada.com. And you can find tonight's playlist by checking out my link tree, which you can find at my show page at cjlo.com, or by visiting my Instagram handle at EasternPromisesCJLO. You can also send me an email, should you choose, at EasternPromises1975@gmail.com. Boy, it really is a season for new releases. I love it. Here's the latest by Halifax pop rockers Good Not Good. This is Fool Me.
Do you mind pulling out the knife? No worries if you can't, it's fine. Another thing I learned to like. I know, you know, I'm walking down a one-way road. I'm at the opposite of
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Yeah, that's Evil Prayer, a new track by Sydney, Nova Scotia's Conductor from their forthcoming release called Spirits Rise. The band of is taking their brand of hash rock to this year's edition of Gobblefest, which is wrapping up today. That's a festival that was started in 1994 by CJBU, Caper Radio, that's Cape Breton University's campus and community radio station, and it's the longest-running alternative music festival in Nova Scotia. It takes place at venues all around Sydney, and this year's edition featured acts like Angel Girls, The Boojums, and Freya Milliken, among others. And before that, I played a new track before the break. That was Halifax's Good Dear Good, a song called Fool Me off their recently released full-length album called Sook or Sook? I'm going to say Sook. They have a release party happening on October 17th at the Propeller Arcade. That's at 2015 Gottingen Street in Halifax. And they'll be accompanied by PEI's Green Eyes Witch Hands, and tickets are $20 at the door and $15 if you order them online. You just need to visit www.gooddeargood.com. Also, they're inviting audience members to show up in their favorite retro office attire. Think shoulder pads and wide ties. Here's some emo goodness coming out of Halifax. This is I Dialed Your Number with Holiday Dog. That was Holiday Dog by Halifax's I Dialed Your Number, all one word, I Dialed Your Number, a solo project by artist Jesse Everill that grew into a five-piece band that plays electronic and emo-inspired pop. That song's from her debut record called Morning Glow, that's morning as in M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, glow. And that was released last spring, and I Dialed Your Number have become flag bearers of sorts for that city's growing music scene, which is being referred to as pure emo. You can check out their cool 8-bit-inspired website, by the way, for more info at idialedyournumber.com. So yeah, it's Thanksgiving, but believe it or not, Christmas will soon be upon us, and artists are beginning to put out their holiday tour schedules already. Newfoundland and Labrador folk trio The Once have announced their series of Christmas shows both in Atlantic Canada and in Ontario as part of the Small Halls Festival, which brings Canadian artists to small venues in rural areas. Very cool initiative. You can see The Once's list of dates and buy tickets at theonce.ca. So that's it for me. Here's a great cover of them by the Indelible of the Indelible Queen song, You're My Best Friend. For Eastern Promises, I'm Donald Roberge. Till next time.
Ooh, you make me live. Whatever this world can give to me, it's you, you're all I see. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the best friend that I ever had. I've been with you such a long time. You're my sunshine, and I want you to know that my feelings are true. I really love you. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, I've been wandering round.
Still come back to you.
In rain or shine, you've stood by me, girl. I'm best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Whenever this world is cruel to me, I got you to help me forgive. Ooh, you make me live now, honey. Ooh, you make me live. Oh, you're the first one. When things turn out bad, you know I'll never be lonely. You're my only one, and I love the things. I really love the things that you do. You're my best friend. Ooh, you make me live. Best friend.